بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is hadith, the third hadith from عمدة الأحكام on the fasting. The hadith of Anas bin Malik رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسحروا فإن في السحور بركة. Take سحور as there is a blessing in it. تسحروا meaning eat the meal, take the meal of as-sahar. What is as-sahar? The late night time. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily in as-sahur, and it is possible also to say as-suhur, one with fatha sahur, which means the meal that the one eats. The second is as-suhur by dhamma, which means the action of the eater, the one who takes the meal of the late night. So therefore, in this case, the blessing would be in his action in taking the meal. In your taking of the meal, there is barakah, there is blessing. And if you use the fatha, sahur, then the barakah, the blessing, is in the food which you eat from it. The closest is the action by the sahur taker. Al-baraka, the blessing, is abundant, good, affirmed and abundant good. This is the meaning of baraka. And it is derived from al-birka, which is the place of, like the pond, with firmly settled and abundant water. This is where al-baraka is derived from the term birka. The benefits of this hadith: first, the command to the fasting Muslim to take the sahur, to eat the meal of as-sahar, the late night time. Is this an obligation or recommended? The answer is, and this is the majority opinion, is that it is recommended, except in case the person fears harm by not taking the meal. Then in this case it becomes obligatory upon him to eat the sahur. The next benefit, the meal, taking the meal, is a compliance with the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you make that present when you take the meal, that you are doing this in compliance to the command of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what a blessing is this! What a blessing is this! And this is something many people are heedless about, when they act in accordance with the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. they don't bring it to presence within their heart that this is a compliance to the command, following of the sunnah, etc. So this would be a blessing in itself. And the person who does this, who follows in his actions the way of the Prophet ﷺ and make that present, will find a special taste in the action and also will find a great motivation to do it. Contrary to the one who does this as being an act of worship only. This is okay, this is fine. But the person may not feel, as in the case when he makes present the following, the compliance to the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The next benefit is the good teaching of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. How is this deduced from this hadith? Because he linked the ruling to the wisdom or to the cause. And in this, there are benefits. First benefit is motivation to comply. Second, content of the self. Third, making clear the superiority of Sharia when it links rulings to their causes. Fourth benefit is that it entails this linkage of the cause to ruling and ruling to cause links to the entailment of one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. Since it is inevitable to manifest the effects of this name in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated and in His created ordinances, in what He brings to existence rather. A fifth benefit of linking the cause to the ruling and the ruling to the cause is that if the cause transcends this particular linkage, then it can be taken to relate other issues to it. And so there will be analogy. When the causes are linked, then other rulings may be deduced by analogy to a particular situation where the linkage to the ruling is present. So now we have, from this good teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, as in this hadith, he said, "Tasahharu, take the sahar meat, the meal, because there is barakah." So there is linkage to the cause. We learned 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 benefits from this. From this linkage only. The next point of benefit, before we go into the next one, is that clear so far? Clear so far, alhamdulillah. Okay. The next point of benefit is affirming the barakah, the blessing in the sahur. whether it is in the meal, the food, or in the action of the eater. Next benefit. In taking this meal, the Muslim will be opposing the way of the people of the book. Since the Prophet ﷺ said, the difference between our fasting and the fasting of the people of the book is the sahur meal, taking this meal. The next point of benefit is that the sahur helps the person, the believer, on obedience, because it will strengthen the fasting person to carry the fast. And this is noticed and witnessed, and this is from the barakah of sahur. And the person eats it, the next point is in order to get strengthened to perform the worship. So therefore, with the intention that he takes the meal to become stronger to worship Allah, then this is another benefit, another barakah, blessing. And therefore, we, the persons who fast, must take that into consideration, make these matters present when we eat the meal of sahur. This meal, if you think about it also, there is another benefit to it. It increases the number of people attending the salah at the time of fajr. Isn't this obvious? Don't you notice this? When they got up to take this meal, what? By the time they finish, they call for adhan. And they are ready and motivated, alhamdulillah, and they go and pray. So it leads to increasing the number of people in the salah. Fine. This meal draws the person nearer to Allah by taking this meal. Why? Because he gets up in the latter part of the night, remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he wakes up, and prays as much as he wishes. Isn't this also clear? This also, there is another point of benefit from this hadith. This hadith affirms that blessing can be in the created things. So therefore, this is a legal proof for the existence of barakah in something created, which is the meal. The command to eat tells us that this is a legal matter. The fact that there is blessing, the blessing is in the created, which is the meal. So therefore, from this hadith, alhamdulillah, there were about more than actually 10 benefits deduced from this hadith of Anas bin Malik, where the Prophet ﷺ said, "Tasahharu," because since there is barakah in as-sahur. This brings the end of the discussion on this hadith. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.